But you see, why mosquito was feeding on us? There was something else that made us excited. What was that? The Lord we had. So in the morning we woke up, and we are looking for how to move out of that place. And I said, Brother, I said, no problem, let's go. And as we're going, we wanted to go and see whether we'll meet one of our brothers who's in Fathing Sector Teacher Union. When we go there, it was not there. And because of the way people have behaved, when his wife looked through the window like this and saw that these places are strange, they locked the door again. So we came back on the seat. I said, let's go back to where we can see our tire. As we are going, I don't know. One man just stopped in the car. And he looked at me and said, you look as if you are a preacher. As I do, you know, he said, you look as if I saw you in one of our conferences before. Even the way you people are moving, he said, you are this. He said, yes. Now, I'm telling you, I want to tell you a story now. So the man said, he took us to go and chase our car. We traced our tire. He was taking us up and down. When we arrived at the mechanic, I asked him, how much are we paying? No. Don't know that God has blessed him because he carried us. It's all right. Now we are standing there. The mechanic said, look, because the wheel has been removed of speed, the bolts are not in the wheel, they are already spoiled. We have to look for another one apart from tire. And me, like this, silver and gold, nothing. But as we stood there, we said, Father, you are here. He said, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through fire, I'll be with you. You know, those teachers, they are not there in the Bible for nothing. They are there for experience. And we heard God say, don't worry, I'm with you. You will not be disgraced here. And as we were standing there, someone was passing and told her husband to stop. And this lady came and said, Bradley! I said, yes. He said, you don't know me. When I was in the University of Nsukka as a student, you came, you preached to us. This is the song you taught us. This one. What are you doing here? This is my husband. I am married now. He said, before we say anything, you go to the house first. You have to eat. And you will have to take a bath. And she told the mechanic and said, this car, repair it, be repairing it, whatever it will cost, I'm coming back to sell it. See that? When they finished repairing our car, they got all the things that we needed, they also filled it. Then I jumped into the car again. And we drove off. Now, the Bible said, Joseph, in the house of his master, he was a slave, but then he was a prosperous man. Because the Lord was with him. But what is talking to me is in verse 3. and his master, Saul, and the Lord was with him. Can I tell you that that is a miracle? That God's presence in a man's life can become visible. God's presence in your life can become so visible that even the man, Potiphar, he could see it. The Bible says, when he saw that the Lord was with Joseph, and that whatever Joseph does, God made it to prosper. The man says, everything about my house is in your hand now. When God wants a man to succeed, what does he do? He gives him his presence. Let me tell you this morning, when you begin to pray, I want you to pray very reasonably. Don't go for presence. What should you not ask God for? Presence. What should you ask for? His presence. Presence will always be more important than presence. Presence will finish. Presence continues. When you are to pray this morning, don't ask God for assets. What do you have to ask God for? Assets. I wish somebody today would say, Lord, give me your presence and give me access to you. Don't give me presence. Don't give me assets. If that will be at the essence of your presence, it's you I want. It's you my heart is longing for. It's you I want to experience. It's you I want to touch. And the Lord was with you. If you read that, do you know that Joseph knew that the greatest treasure of his life is not clothes? It's what? The presence of God. So when that woman, Potiphar's wife, began to make eyes and make friends for him, you don't know what it means when a lady is arranging for you. It is not as difficult when it is a man arranging for a girl. But when a girl decides to set a trap for you, it's serious. I don't want to describe how Potiphar's wife was arranging things. She started by calling Joseph a nickname, Joe Jack. You know? She would just say, J.J. Because you know Joseph Jacob, that was his name. So anytime she wants to be someone, say, J.J. Then she wants to be totally obsessive. Say, Joja. And when she does it, she doesn't look straight. You will see her eyes rolling inside the ball like this, sending signals. Whenever it is time to eat, this woman will just sit there and say, Joe, can we just have that meat? And when the boy wants to drop it, he will just grab his hand. And start to see taste in the mouth. Just taste it first and tell me whether it is nice. And that woman would dress so loosely. And Joseph gets to knowing that, hey, there is danger here. Sometimes she would just deliberately say, hey, the young man will run and say, yes, ma. He said, no, don't harm me, I'm not a man. Don't do that to me. Call me Susie. Joseph said, I'm going to call you Susie. That's your wife. He said, no, don't talk like that. You know, it's not because I was unfortunate to marry such a man. I'm not as poor as you think of. Wow. So what was this? I must arrange. Send everybody away. You, go and go to Makogi. There's a business we are pushing good and then wait until you see the MD. You need to go to Bangladesh to make. There's a trailer that they are trying to sign out for us. It should be ready at 4 p.m., but you need to be there now. Send everybody out. Except Brother Joseph. So as the boy was doing whatever he was to do in the house, and I said, Joe! Yes, sir! He said, I told you not to say that anymore. Stop doing that. Not like that. Come in. Bring that Ludo for us. I just feel like playing. To play Ludo, this thing in end is a worthless business. Before you know it, he was turning her eyes. Joseph was making sure he's looking and saying, what are you looking for? Look up. You look at somebody's face. Joseph knew that there's a problem here. As this meeting was going on, the man was getting more and more excited to snatch something from the life of Joseph. And I'm hearing Joseph say, my brothers, they slip me of the cloth of the house color. I didn't mind. Yes, I'm not a dangerous man. I want to strip me of what I carry. The presence of God. Before you know it, the man went and said she wanted to go into the bathroom and she locked the door and took the key. I said, look, we have been making eyes to you, you know, see. I use proverbs, you don't understand. I use body language, you know, time. All I'm saying now, if you don't know, if you're naive, lie with me. To lie with you? How can I do this weakness? Against who? Aha. There was something that Joseph cannot afford to lose. The presence. Whatever difficulty was going through will never be difficult as long as the presence of God was with him. Whether they sold him into dungeon, whether they made him a slave, will not matter if he carries the presence. And as the woman was struggling with him, I remember Joseph saying, I have a dream for my life. I have a dream for my life. My life will not waste. I have a dream for my life. I'm going on a long journey. I'm going on with God. My life will not waste. I have a dream for my life. As the struggle was going on, Joseph said, yes. Madam, you can take my cloth. You won't take that thing that I carry. The woman said, wait, he said, you don't understand. If I do this now, I will become a useless man. The presence of God will depart from me. How can I do that? And how can I sin against your husband? And when the woman was still struggling, you know what the brother did? He just removed the button. And as the woman was grabbing the cloth, my friend, what did he do? He escaped. He escaped naked or clothes. Did you hear me? I said he escaped physically naked but clothed with the presence. They sent him to prison, but there's no problem. The Lord was with him. As he got into prison, even the prisoners, they knew that the Lord was with Joseph. So the prison warder, what did he do? He handed it to him. Friends, the presence is more important than anything you can have. Whatever you do not have is nothing if you have his presence in your life. Are we together? Are you together with me? Whatever you lose is nothing if you have not lost his presence. And as Joseph escaped from that woman, but with the presence of God, everything that God planned for him to become is intact. So when we are reading chapter 45 today, it was because he had not lost his presence. Now I want to stop. I have not gone to all the places I need to go, but I need to stop now so that we can pray and so that we can move into something else. Praise the Lord. Because the greatest treasure, the greatest praise the Lord. Because the greatest treasure is his presence. Can I not tell you? The greatest act that the devil is willing against any man is to separate him from the presence. Let me share with you before we pray. If the devil knows that there is only one thing that is not compatible with the presence of God, what is that? Sin. Sit down out of the purer eyes. You cannot behold iniquity. Because the devil knows that he cannot conquer a man with whom the presence of God is. He now says, what can I do to separate these two friends? What can I do to take him away from this presence so that I can deal with him? And I discovered that sin, S-I-N, that little word, is the most effective weapon in cutting a man away from the presence of God. It is the most effective knife to cut the divine link with the presence. He can give you money in exchange of the presence. Oh, I don't want to tell you what it means to lose the presence. But you need to meet Brother Samson. You need to meet Samson. A young man who had enjoyed the presence for years. He enjoyed the presence because God began to instruct his mother. Say, look, this boy will be a man of my presence. Don't do anything that will scatter my presence from his life. But when he grew and God began to grow with him, he began to break the bond literally. He was doing things that would cut away that presence. He took it for granted until he finally, on the lap of that lady called Delilah. And you know, as the girl was giving something drink, and as he was drinking, Delilah was calling him Sam the Great. There's no, never met a man like you. And Brother Samson was saying, Delilah, the den. I wonder whether he knew the meaning. That this girl is the den of a lion. And when you enter, you won't like to come out. Little by little by little by little. Samson released that anchor that connected him with the presence. And what did he get do quickly? She got a razor blade. You know what? And as she cut it off, Samson became a man. He became an ordinary man. Samson, 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 the blessings are on you. No. The presence has departed. The time of the Bible says, he did not know that the Lord has departed from him. My friends, the greatest scripture that God gives a man when he wants to help him is not presence, it's not assets, is presence. I will be with you. When we come in tonight, we will be dealing with how to secure that presence. How to grow in that presence. How to build that presence. How to mature in that presence. That will be the issue I want you to in the night. The reason is because I don't think we will have helped you in any significant way. He will give you theories. He will give you methods. And if you talk about this or that, if you don't go with that presence, we have not done much for you. That's what God did for me. And I'm not going to change it. I don't want to change it. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be involved in anything that will take away from me what makes my life meaningful. What is it that makes my life meaningful? That breath. And I used to know when he is there. I used to know when it is winning It is not God that is reducing. It is usually me that is moving away. Are you hearing me? Many times it always appears that God has left me. And God says, no, I never leave because I am constant. But the one who does what? Who has left. Every time I feel dry of that presence, I know it is because I moved away. He doesn't move. He is constant. His love never dies. He never changes. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. They are new every morning. Always new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. O Lord, great is your faithfulness. He never changes. His love never dies. He is not moody. Let me tell you something. God is not moody. It doesn't change moods. It is me whose mood changes. Sometimes I feel good. Sometimes I feel nice. Sometimes I feel high. Sometimes I feel bad. God doesn't change mood. His steadfast love never ceases. But you are the one who moves away. You are the one who gets distracted. You are the one who allows something between you and the Savior. This morning, the biggest victory God is offering you, He said, I will be with you. I will not leave you. You know, at the end of the Greek culture, what did he say to them? He said, lo, I am with you. That is the greatest victory. He said, this morning, when we will reserve how to cultivate, how to grow, how to develop, how to maintain our presence, we leave it in the night. God is a very powerful victor. I would like us to ask God, is there anything that is trying to rob me of that presence? Is there anything that has come between? Is there anything that has come between? Is there anything? I remember that the first time I heard somebody singing the song, nothing between my soul and my Savior. It was in the 70s. And it was this good brother of ours. He's dead now. He used to be a lecturer. He has his PhD in mathematics and he also sings. For so many years, he would sing with his wife and his daughters. They came to our campus in the 70s. And he stood up and said, he would like to sing a song that means a lot to him. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Not of this world, delusive dream. I am resolved, there's nothing between, nothing between my soul and my Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep them clear, let nothing be clean. This morning, just as it happened to me when the man came down, I resolved, I said, something that can come between me and the Savior and rob me of the presence, I will not let it be. I want to keep the way clear. I want to make sure that thing that wants to stand between me, nothing but the greatest treasure that I will have, the presence. Do you have a young man who has come into your life, and since he has come into your life, you have lost the presence of God? Did you have to pass an exam? And since you taken an exam, you have lost the presence of God. What do you want to do with those marks? Where will you go without the presence of God? Where will you exchange? What presence will you collect in exchange of the presence? Do you not know that your journey will be dangerous without the presence of God? Do you not know that the greatest thing the devil is looking for to take away from you? It's not your clothes. It's not your money. It's the presence. That which makes your life unique. If the devil wants to take away from you, we are going to pray now. Have you lost the presence? Or maybe you have never experienced the presence? Have you become dry and naked when the presence of God departed from them? The Bible said, make them naked. You are naked now. Something robbed you of that presence. What will you do this afternoon, this morning? What else will anybody give you exchange for the presence of God? Are you dressing very well on the outside, but the presence has left? The glory has departed. Will you still be singing and shouting when the glory has left? Ichabod! Where will you go, sir, without His presence? What relationship are you maintaining when you have lost the presence? This morning, as the Holy Spirit is talking, as the Spirit of God is reaching out to somebody, are you saying to God? Are you saying to God, I will not let you go until you do something with me? I will not let you go until you restore your presence into my life. Ayatorobo somborobo shigama kuma saila. Yamba baba baba sandorobo shigama kuma shiba. Remo saba yata kuma somborobo shiba. Riba kukarobo samba baba sandorobo shigama kuma shiba. Ah, my God, my God. My God. My God. Baroko Shindo Robo Siba. When a man loses the presence of God, he becomes dead. He becomes susceptible to Satan. Things walk in and out of his life. There are preachers who love the presence. They are making noise. The presence is no more there. Oh God. A man can even be doing the work. But God has slept in. Samson became a mere man. Shouting and shaking. Baba has slept. Baba has slept. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you cry to God for yourself this morning? Can you on your own call on God and say, Lord, where will I go? Where will I go? Nothing like that. Say, where will I go? And you a friend that will deliver me now. Where will I go? Shama Robostura. Where will I go? Where will I go? If you know what it means to be dry, if you know what it means to become naked, if you know what it means to be like a dry tree, struggling, shouting, the presence has gone. The Lord has departed. He came forward. Lord, this morning, Lord, we need your help. Lord, we need you this moment. Lord, we need you this moment. Lord, we need you to deliver us. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, please come with me in this place. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Listen, I don't know what to do now. But I sense that God is stretching out his hand again. I could see how God came back to Abraham and he said, for 13 years, you have not been working with me. For 13 years, your presence was up. Walk down before me without perfect. As quickly as possible, you need a reconnection with me. You need God to restore his presence in your life. You need to pull away that thing that stood between you and the Savior. You need to confess and say, God, I can't go from here again. The victory I need, how can I go from here? How can I go like a dry tree? Sometimes people think God is with you, God has left. This morning, will you not stand before God and say, Lord, I can't hide the fact that I'm dry. I cannot hide the fact that you have left me or I have left you. have mercy on me this morning. Where are you? You want to say to God, do something different with me. Break this matter. That victory that I need for my journey. That victory that I need for all. Bakayata Tarabasombushi. Make a symbol of Bushi and go to the story. This thing that has happened in your secret life, this thing that has taken place and has hurt yourself, and since you love the presence, devil has taken advantage. Many things have come into your life. Are you coming here? Please move quickly. And just go on your knees and say, God, where should I go? I'm going to be wearing clothes when I'm already naked. The strength of my life is already destroyed. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. God, do something new in my life today. Do something new in my life today. Do something new in my life today. Thank you, thank you. Are you coming down from the gallery? You think? God has a reason for doing this for you today. Baka Shanto Rogosiba. Baba, come and do a new tsunami. Come and walk. Let's start walking on this, O God. Shambu Kotor Mishkuri. Do something new with me, Lord. Something different with me, Lord. Something new in my heart. I pray, do something new in my life, something new in my heart, something new in my heart. Oh Lord, do something new with me, Lord. Something new in my heart. Something new in my heart. I pray. Holy Spirit, thank you, my dear sister. Thank you, dear sister. Thank you, brother. Young man, thank you. My sister, just come in, come in. God knows that you have a need this moment. It's a victory you cannot travel without taking. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, brother. Thank you, my dear sister. Responding to God this morning is critical. Are you coming down, young man? Just come down quickly. Ladies, just come down. Find a space before God. Say, Lord, just help me. Father, you must help my life. Just come down quickly. Don't let the enemy say, don't worry, you are not alone. Don't let the devil say, there are many others who are not. Who have lost the presence of God? If you lose the presence of God, how can you travel in life? How will you face life? God bless you, young lady. Please, sir, I'll give you a space for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This morning, Lord, Please come down and do a new thing for us. Mama Yakorobushi. Lord, we need you to help us this moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. My brother, thank you for getting on your knees. There's a space for you. Just go on your knees. Just tell God, don't pass me by. Pass me not to gentle Savior. Yeah, my humble God. While on all of thou art come. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let's ask Sister Shadi to please come and stand with us in the place of prayer and intercede on our behalf. What we have lost is not money. What we have lost is not presence. What we have lost is invaluable. To lose the presence is to lose access to heaven. I want you to lift up your voice and your hand to God and say, Lord, you must not leave me to go like this. I am too young to travel without your presence. I am too young to go. I will be a victim everywhere. Do something new with my life. Step into my life, oh God. The sin that came between me and you, I renounce it. I renounce it this afternoon. He wants you to go with him.
Will you speak to the Lord for your life and say, Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Create in me a new heart, O Lord. Take away from me the heart that goes astray. O Lord. Lord, don't take away your presence from me. Just be not away from the presence. Don't take away your spirit from me. Let me become an ordinary man. You are the greatest treasure that we can ever have. For Lord, behold, many of us have lost your presence already. Many of us are already out of your presence. Sin has driven us out of your presence as it did to Adam in those days. He was driven to the garden and he became naked. Lord, we have come back. We have come back. Lord, we plead with you today. Whatever it is that has taken away your presence from us, or rather has driven us out of your presence, take it away from us today in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood that cleanses from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus that takes away the barrier from your presence. The blood of Jesus that takes away the veil that separates a man from your presence. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask today that the blood is there for us in the name of Jesus. We plead, Almighty Father, that today we mark the beginning of a new thing in our life. We dare to stand before you today and ask that as you went to Abraham, and you made a covenant with him. You circumcised him. You make a mark upon his life that he will never forget. Today we pray, make a mark upon our life that we will never forget in the name of Jesus. Let it be a circumcision. A circumcision of heart. A cutting away of the foreskin of our hearts. A cutting away of the sinful nature that makes us to always go away from your presence. Cut it away in the name of Jesus. For Isaiah, you place hot coals, the burned lip that always goes astray. Lord, make a mark today of the lip of our life in the name of Jesus. That we will always live to remember this experience in your presence. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking you to do what no man can do. Some of us have come again and again, and we have gone away the same. But today, you are simply saying, I will make a covenant, a new covenant with you. through it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we plead with you. Restore unto us your very presence. That's what we are looking for. That's what we are looking for. Not gold. Not gold. Not silver. Not power. But your presence. Lord, restore to us your very presence today. In the name of Jesus. We plead, oh God, that from this moment, you will teach us how to God jealously your presence in our life. What you did in the lives of men of old, men like Joseph, to maintain your presence till he died. Even his bones, he will not even allow his dead bones to stay hidden. Lord, we are praying. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. We ask that every instruction we need to help our life to be able to stand safe, secure, to stand the test of time in your presence. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, please help us. We commit each one of our lives to you. But today, oh God, we indeed make a new beginning in each of our lives. And we will never depart from your presence again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. We bless and worship you. We know that the Lord will keep covenants. You will want to have these decisions in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.